this morning, we hear Jesus' prayer for his disciples. We need to remember that this is on Thursday night, the night before his arrest and his crucifixion. They had just shared a meal together. They had talked with each other. Jesus had taught them. And then while they're sitting around the table, Jesus raises his voice in prayer to God the Father. And the disciples are there listening to Jesus pray. He reminds them that they were given to him by God and of their identity as God's beloved. He has given them the knowledge of God as a loving parent and the reality of God's love for the world. Jesus knows that his departure is going to be incredibly challenging for his disciples, but he doesn't ignore that reality. He just tells them straight out the truth. The world can be a difficult place where they are going to be confronted because of their belief. It's important that the disciples hear this truth because after Jesus' departure, they are left behind. They remain in the world, and they're going to be sent out into a world that opposes God. They will be sent to testify to God's love for the world, even when it resists God's will for the wholeness of all creation. So Jesus' promise does not say that they're going to be spared from life's difficulties or escape its challenges. Instead, he asks God's support and protection of them against all the evils of the world. He recognizes that this world can be painful, difficult, tumultuous, and he doesn't promise to exempt them from that struggle, but he does promise that they are not alone in these struggles. If you notice, at the end, Jesus prays for his disciples and for those who believe in Jesus because of their words and witness. That's you and me. Just like the disciples who sat around the table with Jesus on the eve of his arrest, Jesus prayed for us too. Like the disciples, it's important for us to hear his prayer because we are in the world and we are sent out to testify to God's love for the world. The plain truth is that life is beautiful and difficult and wonderful and painful, and that God has promised to be with us amid the challenges so that we not only survive, but we thrive. God has set us apart, made us holy in order to serve the world. That's what sanctify means, that we are set apart and made holy. So as God's beloveds, we are empowered to work for the good of the world, the world that God loves. As Christians, as followers of Christ, the question isn't whether God will put us to work, but how God is going to put us to work. So I want you to imagine in this week ahead, how is God going to use you to make the world, this world that God loves, a more trustworthy place? Will you listen to someone else's struggles? Will you be a good friend to someone? Will you stand up for a person that's vulnerable? Will you show God's love to those you work or go to school with? Will you volunteer in the community or pray for those in need? While this week will bring challenges and blessings to each and every one of us, God continues to be with us, strengthening us as we care for each other and for this world. I want to end this morning with a prayer. Dear God, your love knows no ending. We know this life is beautiful and difficult, and sometimes both at the same time. We ask that you support and protect us. Open our ears and our hearts to hear your voice calling us so that we may feel and share your love at home, at work, at school, and in all the places that we gather. We pray that you would set us apart in the truth that your love is for everyone. Send us out of this place to bear witness in word and deed to your grace and goodness and love. We ask this in the name of the one set apart and made holy for us, Jesus Christ. And the assembly says, Amen. Amen. And now we will hear Rejoice in the Mission from New Sounds.